Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another exciting edition of Monday Motivation. Hi everyone, this is Rabbi Garfinkel of Olami 613 Chicago without a live studio audience, and we need to come to some type of resolution over here, because our live studio audience went to Israel, or is on its way to Israel, which is very exciting for the live studio audience, but it just won't be a live studio audience anymore. All right, until an academic year ends, and they will return, God willing. But nevertheless, we shall persevere over here at Monday Motivation. Hope everyone had a lovely Shabbos and weekend. We certainly did. Garfinkel family got away to be together before the impending departure of two of our wonderful daughters off to seminary in Jerusalem. Yes, a beautiful gap year. Highly recommended. Parents out there with high schoolers, you should definitely send them to Israel for the year. And it will be positive in every possible way. And if they learn some Torah there, that would also be amazing. So happy to be a guide in that process if anyone wants to know if the program is a good one. All right, so here we are, folks. We are revving up in the month of Elul, preparing for Rosh Hashanah, which is remarkable that we are even saying those words. It is a difficult overlap when the month of Elul, which is the preparatory time, overlaps so significantly with August, which is the vacation time. It is almost like an emotional and philosophical contradiction in many ways. Nevertheless, even though vacation is now winding up, we hope we are, our minds are focused towards getting ready for Rosh Hashanah. And now I think schools really are back now. So no excuses. Here we go. And this podcast is really focused on that, on something actually very practical that we all can improve on, and something that it only takes a little bit more effort to, but would make a huge difference in your own personal life and certainly the lives of everyone around you. All right, and what is this? This podcast, Monday Motivation for the Birds. Now, the title is a little bit of a double entendre, as we say, double meaning. Usually when you say it's, oh, that's for the birds, it's meaningless, it's nothing, it's not significant. But actually, it's just the opposite. There's something that happens in this last week's Torah portion that's for the birds. It's literally for the birds and no other animal. And I'd like to preface by saying that these words of Torah are inspired by and sometimes taken lock, stock, and barrel from the beautiful words of Harav Avigdor Miller Zatzal, one of the great pillars, giants of Torah in American Jewish history, who died in 2001, right before the Twin Towers came tumbling down. Now, so there is this strange, unbelievably interesting mitzvah in this last week's Torah portion called Shiluach HaKen, to send away the mother bird before taking the eggs. Now, we're talking about when the mother is on her eggs, and these eggs are going to be something fundamental for feeding human beings, for taking those eggs and then raising more birds that will provide for what we call parnasa, will provide livelihood for these people. This is not what we call hunting for sport. But nevertheless, the idea is that one cannot just take the eggs with... Listen to that. Hold on. The live studio audience's phone is going off. She's apologizing live on air. Okay, we're going to keep rolling just to have fun. We'll see who's listening over here. You got a phone call. Anyone else have teenagers? Okay, back to regularly scheduled programming. So this mother is sitting on her eggs, and it would be particularly cruel for someone just to grab those eggs from underneath her. There's a certain cruelty that goes along with this. And therefore, the Torah says to inculcate a kinder, gentler character within the Jewish people, that we have an obligation to shoo away the mother bird so that she will not see that we are taking the eggs. Now, can we take the eggs? Yes, we can take the eggs, 100%, because everything on planet Earth is made for the human beings. I am sorry for the radical environmental group called Earth First. Do they still exist? Are they still around? That said that, no, we are just unwanted visitors on this Earth. No, all the world is a stage, and all the men and women merely players. Shakespeare almost had it right. No, the world is a stage, but we are the purpose of that stage. The actors on the stage are the purpose why that stage exists. So yes, we have a right, a divine right, to use the natural resources of this world for food, for clothing, for livelihood. Yes, now, there's certain rules. We have to be within the Torah outline, and each subject has its own parameters, etc. But the bottom line is, yes, we can take the eggs. But the question is, how do we take the eggs? The Torah says that you need to shoo away the mother bird in order that she will not see you taking the eggs. Now, I've actually, believe it or not, fulfilled this mitzvah. It used to be that there used to be a basketball hoop in our backyard, our neighbors, and a nest came. Birds came and made a nest. It was actually robins, and they made absolutely just beautiful nest. They had beautiful blue eggs, and we did the mitzvah, and many of our neighbors did the mitzvah, and it is absolutely an inspiring and very powerful mitzvah. And we actually did not take the eggs. We put them back. So nevertheless, that is the idea of the mitzvah. And the question that Rabbi Victor Miller asks, which I had never thought of before. It's unbelievable when you talk about a Talmid Chacham, a wise Torah scholar. What makes him so great? What makes him so great is that he'll ask questions that you won't even think to ask. But once you've heard the questions being asked, you're like, wow, why could I have not thought of that? Why did I not think about it? And what questions he asks is that there are many mothers and their babies. Why is it that it's only with the birds? Why is it only with the birds do we have this particular mitzvah to shoo away the mother bird before taking the eggs? Let's say there's a mama deer, okay, and she's with her little, you know, her little deer, okay, and there's no mitzvah per se to shoo away the mother deer before taking the little baby deer, little Bambi, okay? So why? Why? What is it about the birds that actually give them the merit to be the ones who have this sensitivity expressed through them? And the answer is unbelievable. I almost fell off my seat when I saw this. There's a Medrash, a Midrash Rabbinic commentary in Devarim Rabbah that says that Bichvodo uvetikuno sha'olam, that the bird is busy all the time in fixing the world and making the world a happier place. Why? Because they're singing. They're chirping. Birds chirp. You wake up in the morning, you hear the birds chirping. It brings a happiness. It's the background noise of joy of the universe. And that is what birds do. Now, Rabbi Victor Miller, in his very funny and dry, humorous way, says, well, you know, it could be Yonkel the birds telling, you know, Shmerel the bird, hey, you know, bring the worm over here. It doesn't matter what the birds are saying. The birds are chirping and it's bringing an air, a feeling, an aura of positivity, of possibility, of happiness, of joy, of a new start at a new day. And they continue chirping all day long. And that positivity, it's the background noise of possibility and potential and joy and happiness that this world offers us daily, that they provide. And because they provide that background music of joy, they are the ones chosen to be that human beings need, Jews in particular, need to be sensitive to them when taking their eggs. It is unbelievable. That is like a mind-blowing explanation. And that is unbelievable. And Victor Miller continues to say, that is the template and the model for us. We need to be those birds chirping positively, speaking positively to other people. And with a kind word, with a positive word. You're in the coffee room, you're by the water cooler, you're in the elevator, you're in the parking lot with a stranger. To smile and to say hello. This is a Jewish character trait. The greatest rabbis, Yochanan ben Zakkai, said that even a non-Jew in the shuk, in the marketplace, would not greet him first. Right? Beis Shammai himself says that you should greet everyone besaver panim yafo. Saver means svar. You have to think about it. You have to think about how to give someone a really good geshmak, a smile. Geshmak meaning awesome in Yiddish. A really powerful, beautiful smile. To smile at someone, to say a positive word, can absolutely change someone's day. And that is the model of the birds chirping, the birds bringing that musical sound of positivity and joy. That is our inspiration daily to do the same for our fellow human beings. Certainly our fellow Jews, and probably even most importantly to even our own family members, right? Joy and happiness starts at home. I'm saying this to remind myself of this. You think I'm speaking to you. I'm speaking to myself. And so it is an absolutely unbelievable idea that this is our mandate in this world. And by the way, this is even when we don't feel like it. This is especially when we don't feel like it. It's easy to be grumpy. The default setting of a human face, you know, it's just sort of parve. It's in between. It's not frowning. It's not smiling. To smile, you need to put energy into it. Positive energy. You got to lift up your mouth and your cheeks go up and the forehead goes up as well. And you smile and you utter words of positivity. Even a hello. How are you? So good to see you today. Thank you so much. I appreciate the work that you did. I appreciate you. You did a great job. So nice to see you today. That commute was really terrible, but coming here and seeing you cheers and brightens my day. Wow. Wouldn't that be nice to say to a coworker? Wouldn't that be nice to say to a family member? That is the positive chirping of the birds. Now, Victor Miller goes off and he says, well, where do the birds get this? The birds are brilliant. The birds are smart. We don't actually know what the birds are saying. But he says that the birds are really just reminding us of the world that Hashem gave us. Because really, folks, Hashem is the one who's chirping positivity at us every moment. Every moment of the day, every breath that we take, kol neshama ta'aloka, every breath we take, we should praise Hashem because air is a miracle. Air is a miracle. It's an unbelievable cocktail of different gases that somehow comes in and is essential to us with the oxygen and having our whole blood system work. It's unbelievable. And it just so happens that we exhale carbon dioxide, and that is what the trees take, and the trees and plants take that carbon dioxide and they exhale oxygen. We need what's called a symbiotic relationship. Who set that up?
Well, it was just, you know, trillions of years that just sort of, you know, fumbled together over there.
Come on, come on, come on. A symbiotic relationship? Are you saying it just happened by accident? Come on, give me a break. Really? So anyway, so that's unbelievable. And then we have lungs that actually work and function, a beating heart. We have a brain. we actually have 37 trillion cells in our body that are working correctly most of the time, which is unbelievable. And who said that they should work for us? Who said that they should all just like know what to do? You imagine if we would even have to give instructions to even part of those cells what to do? We would spend our whole life, we wouldn't even be able to, in 1 second, there are 37 trillion cells doing 37 trillion times thousands of things that are happening in the body. And Hashem is sending us, he's chirping away, so I'm giving this to you, I'm giving you a healthy body, I'm giving you an opportunity to live. And we could go through every part of the body, we could go through every blessing that Hashem makes. And the fact that we get safely from point A to point B, how many times do we travel? And to appreciate that, and we could go on and on and on, that Hashem sends us ways that we can make money in this world, that we can provide for our families, that we can offer our children incredible opportunities. This is all Hashem saying, I've made a beautiful world. Hashem is chirping at us, and therefore he sent his trusty, faithful messengers, the birds, to be chirping all the time. The birds' chirping of positivity is merely a reflection of Hashem's positivity that he wants us to appreciate. And therefore, that's why the Torah says and the rabbis establish an entire system of blessings that we can appreciate all of the various things that Hashem gives us every day, from food to even a fancy new clothing. As you even say, when you make a major purchase, a new car, there's a blessing. So many blessings to be able to say, to thank the Almighty for all of the things that he gives us. And that, folks, is our challenge of Elul as we are approaching in about less than 3 weeks, Rosh Hashanah. Wouldn't it be an unbelievable thing if we could take a page from the Almighty, take a page from the chirping birds, and give a smile, and give a positive word, and chirp positivity of joy at least one more time of day than we normally do? And for some of us, it could be that that happens 0 times a day. A kind word? Wow. One more time? You know, the entire Mussar movement, the movement of ethical improvement, was founded by Rav Yisro Salanter in the 1800s. And one of the inspirations for him was when he was a little boy. It was the month of Elul. It was this month right now. And what happened was he saw a very big scholar, and he was, he was crying. He was walking the streets, and he had just finished early morning prayers, and he was deep in thought about how he needed to do teshuva, repent, and become a holier person and a better person. And Rav Yisro Salanter, as a little boy, said hello to the rabbi, and the rabbi did not even notice him. And at that moment, Rav Yisro Salanter recognized there was something out of balance. How can you work on yourself to become a better person and have a grumpy expression on your face, even though the grumpiness was because you were involved in serious cheshbon nefesh, personal evaluation? If you don't hear a little boy saying hello to you, then you've missed the point. The point of becoming a better person and a better Jew is that you're going to bring joy to other people, is that you're going to strive to be the best Jew that you can be, which means to be a source of positivity, to model our actions just like Hashem does. Hashem is pumping out blessings to the entire world, from the largest blue whale to the smallest amoeba, creating a system of sustenance, of kindliness. God is sending out, he's chirping out, he's wailing out, he's blasting and blaring out kindness and positivity to the world. And yet we're not tapped into the frequency. We take everything for granted. And that, folks, this, if we can improve in these two areas, one is to be positive, to take a chapter, a page of the playbook from the Almighty himself, from the birds, to be positive, to say one more positive thing a day, hopefully even more. And then also to be the good recipients, to hear, to appreciate all of the blessing that is coming our way. If we can do that, I betcha we are going to have an amazing Rosh Hashanah and an absolutely positive and song-filled year of sweet and good blessings. God bless. Let me know how it goes. Let me know how your chirping goes this week. God bless. Have an amazing week. And we look forward to seeing you again right back here next week for another exciting edition of Monday Motivation.